Well, we've been working for the last year or so on adapting this model to the High Plains of Texas. It was originally developed in Wisconsin, and so it's we're looking at it right now as a research tool mainly, and we're looking at how we can do some calibration and some changes to make it work in a very different environment from which it was developed. This model is unique in that it's designed for agriculture landscape, and it can simulate rainfall and runoff at a scale that could be used in production at 5 to 20 meters. And unlike some of the other models that have been developed for agriculture, we can account for heterogeneity in the soil surface across the field, and it can account for ponding, which is something we'd like to look at. It's a combination of a couple models. It's laid out on a grid, and at each grid point there's just a general crop model that you would think of, and it runs at every point on that grid, and it simulates everything that a crop model would. And when that if there's a rainfall event that would exceed infiltration capacity and get over the ponding limit, then it triggers this runoff model, and then the runoff is routed across all those grids. This is just a general flow chart of how it works, and so you can see kind of up here at the top that point model, and it comes through here, and that's all the simulation that is done in the crop model. And then it can be, like I said, if we overrun the infiltration capacity, then the runoff model can be triggered here. So like I said, it was developed in the Midwest at Wisconsin, and as you know, it's a little different than what we have in the High Plains. They have quite a bit of rain and good soil and a little more rolling topography. And the area of interest that we are in the High Plains of Texas, we get about half that much rain depending on where you are, and a lot more sandy soils and flatter topography, especially in our area of interest down here in Dawson County. This is at the southern end of the Ogallala region. Pretty sandy soils down there, and even more sporadic rainfall than some places northern and eastern in that region. So we have a couple of objectives right now, just to look at how palms is going to behave in terms of soil water, and how we can change our input data and how we feed it that type of data to calibrate based on soil water. So we have several fields in Dawson County. They're producer fields, all dry land. This first field, we've been taking soil water measurements for the past few years. This year we took some gravimetric measurements throughout the season, and this field is a sandy clay loam. It actually isn't quite as sandy as some of the others in Dawson County, and it's fairly flat, so this is a good field to look at soil water just on a general basis. So if we just take a look at one day in July here, this top map is the map of the field. You can see that there's very little topographic relief here. And so the measured volumetric water content in the top foot ranges from about 19 to 26%. And this isn't a very good interpolation, but it just gives you a little idea of the soil water distribution across the field. And Here's what we have with the simulated values, and you can see we're consistently overestimating soil water in the default version of palms. So if we look across a few sampling dates this year, we can see that consistent overestimation of soil water. And you can also kind of see where we're not capturing the spatial distribution of the soil water as well as we'd like to. And that's something we're addressing as far as feeding in the soil information and better. Our interpolation methods aren't quite right, and the model is quite sensitive to soil texture. And so that's one of the things we're looking at to improve. Right now, the RMSEs are anywhere from 5 to 9% of volumetric water content. And so we took some soil samples this summer to measure the hydraulic parameters at that field. And just a few we put in for our particular textures. We changed some KSAT values and bulk density and porosity. And this is the same measured date run with those modified parameters. And now you can see our range of values is actually quite close to the measured values. And again, the distribution isn't what we like, but I think there's a way that we can improve upon that. But I really like the fact that we're getting close on the absolute values of water content. The RMSC here is less than 2% volumetric, which is promising at this point. So if we look at those same sampling dates again, we're not capturing the spatial component of that, but we've brought those simulated values down to a little more realistic point. So we had a couple more fields in 2007 in Dawson County. The Amarillo series, its characteristics of the southern high plains, the sandier soil. And these fields had quite a bit of topographic relief in them. This field along in this area, about a 4% slope, which is pretty decent for that area. You can see there's some leftover terraces in here. And what we were looking at these fields, we were looking at some tillage pattern effects on runoff and soil water. We had a circular tillage and a straight tillage on these two fields. And we actually lost access to that field after 2007. And so we'd like to be able to simulate the runoff effects with those tillage treatments. And so here's a picture of precipitation in 2007. We can see we had a pretty soggy spring here compared to the average on the black bars. So 2007 was an interesting year. We had some nice runoff events, as it were. So this is actually the same field simulated. I actually just simulated the circular pattern on this, and you can see those old terraces actually had quite a bit of effect on runoff, and we didn't see really any tillage effect on runoff at this field. But if we move to this next field, this is right next to it, and those terraces weren't in that field. And right in this area, this is about a 6% slope, and it's about 4% over here. So this is a really good location to look at runoff. And so if we run that with this same storm as we ran that other field, here in the straight tillage pattern where it's falling, this actually happened. The farmer farmed up and down this slope. You can see that the runoff is pretty heavy down here at the toe slope. And that circular tillage pattern actually did slow down the runoff in here. It didn't help over in this region because the circle is actually running up. It's actually running up the slope. But in general, we did see something we wanted to see with that circular tillage pattern. We've compared some of the measured hydraulic parameters that we took at that first field, and we've looked at them compared with Rosetta, and it matches up pretty well just in what we've looked at. Palms uses the Rawls lookup, and so the comparison with Rosetta and Rawls and our measurements, there are some differences, and you can see in those changes that we made in some of those hydraulic parameters did make a little difference. We would like to include the caliche layer. We've had some of the people that worked up at Wisconsin say that we should include that, and there should be some response to that. Right now, we still only have the corn and soybean crop models in there. One of my co-authors, that's his future work, is to try to put cotton 2K in here. So that'll make it an interesting tool for this region. So I am encouraged by some of the soil water simulations that we got. There is further work that needs to be done as far as finding the right balance of making soil maps. If this is ever to be useful on a production scale, we don't want to have it to where we have to go poke a bunch of holes in a farmer's field. So we need to find a way to make the right soil map to kind of capture the variability that's in a field without taking a bunch of soil samples. And so I don't know if variable rate irrigation will ever come into vogue. It could be useful if that ever becomes realistic again. But right now, it's a good research tool for us as we model runoff and soil water on a landscape scale. I'd like to acknowledge Carlos Acosta most of all. Out of all these people, he did a lot of the lab work and a lot of the dirty work on those hydraulic parameters and helped out a lot. So, take any questions.
Thank you, John. Again, we have time for one question for John. Any question for John? John, I have a question for you. You show your soil moisture data between simulated and measured. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of variation.
Yeah.
However, your root mean square error, they were very small. Is that so? They don't coincide. I mean, like.
Yeah. Well, the measured values actually captured the variability in the field, and our soil map isn't such that we're simulating any variability. You saw that it was a straight line there. And that's because if you look at the soil map, it's mostly one texture.